Left the drama kick, the drama kick died. Left the drama kick, left the drama kick died. Left the drama kick, left the drama kick died. Left the drama kick, left the drama kick died. Left the drama kick, left the drama kick died. Left the drama kick, left the drama kick died. Left the drama kick, left the drama kick died.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
How y'all feeling, baby? We recording in the middle of the day. This shit feel weird. How y'all feeling?
Does feel weird. It's kind of like a day game, like where you come out kind of flat. Your team's not really playing like it's used to. Just doesn't feel right.
It's like a nooner, like a Florida State game.
Is this going to be broadcast on YouTube? Stream
that
on YouTube?
That shit was all fun and games when Miami had their spring game at a high school. Everybody had jokes, but now they're playing in a high school stadium, their bowl game, dog, on a Wednesday afternoon.
So, TJ,
I know you don't got a job, so you're good, but everybody else who's watching this shit, they either took PTO or unemployed, right?
or they just have a job where they don't have to, where they can watch TV.
Wait, tables?
Like me, I'm sitting here watching the game.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about normal people, bro.
I'm normal. I'm just like y'all.
Dog, you had to take your PTO to watch the motherfucking game, dog. That's a waste of the day for me.
It really is. Unless you're a teacher or some shit.
Then
you're good.
So what? But you still ain't watching it.
Hold on. I got a question for Silk. Then what's the Kush regimen midday? I mean, how do you fire that up?
I just fired it up, bro. It don't ever feel weird smoking weed, bro. I've done it before, so it's not like it's something new. But
yeah, it's usually just on like a Saturday. And shit.
Yeah,
not Wednesday.
Yeah. Not on a Wednesday. But it feels weird smoking to like record, because I smoke different to record, so it does feel weird in that aspect.
Yeah, just need a midday coffee. Bring you right back.
No, I'm going to take a nap after this, bro. I'm going to be honest with you.
Kev, so what are you doing for the game, man? Did you get tickets? What are we doing?
Yeah, I got tickets, dog. I bought myself a Christmas present. I bought myself a ticket. So I'm going to go down there with some people, tailgate, you know, represent the Big Three Roll Up. Yeah, go to the game. Watch us beat the hell out of Wisconsin.
Okay.
You really
so you
feel so?
What you got for the score, dog? Give me a score.
Shit, you know my score, dog. I said 40-3 against Clemson, bitch. So this got to be at least 184-7. Nah, I think because the speed, I just think the speed disparity, just like when Florida beat Ohio State and Florida State beat Michigan and Clemson beat Ohio State, just when Big Ten teams play Southern teams, dog, the speed is just something crazy. I'm going to go 31-17 Miami.
Wow.
Okay.
That's impressive. So, well, I'm apparently on the Florida State game. They just interviewed Deion Sanders, and I'm getting some texts that they asked Deion Sanders about the Knowles 24/7 report of him having interest in coaching at Florida State. Y'all see my report this morning?
Yeah, we saw your clickbait, bro. What was going on?
So Deion said, what did he say? I'm trying to find the quote real quick.
Is he there?
You never know. I've been known to make big plays with these colors on in reference to possibly joining the staff.
Hey, Bird, we see the jig, bro. We see the hype up, bro. We know Deion ain't taking this shit. All this shit, well, orchestrated shit, though. I like it. But we see the jig, bro.
All right. Since you guys aren't in the industry, I got a question to ask. Hold on. Is Kev like pounding nails into a wood? What's he doing over there?
I don't know, bro.
We are in the industry, bro. Go ahead. We're media members. Go ahead.
Okay, since you guys are fellow media members, as myself, what do you guys think when I report
news? I said trap music.
When I report news and people call it clickbait, what's going on? I mean, it's obviously not clickbait because that would – I don't think I have big enough balls to just sit here and make up a story that Deion Sanders and Willie Taggart are discussing a coaching job.
But dude, I mean, it's not believable. Nobody believes it. So it's just like a fluff. Hey, if Albert Verde did that article about Emmitt Smith coming to fucking Coastal running backs, you would have jokes, bro. Let's be honest.
No. But here's the thing. I'm not throwing it out there as like, hey, what do you guys think about this possibility? Like, I'm actually reporting that there is a discussion taking place. And then on top of it, Deion Sanders just now showed up on the sidelines of the FSU Bowl.
Yeah, we get it. Hype it up, bro.
But how's that? But I'm just saying, how's that clickbait?
Because none of that shit's going to happen. It's not like there's not even a real discussion.
But if somebody else.
Do you need a degree to coach at Florida State?
Yes.
Does Prime have a degree?
I don't know. But that's also something that can be done.
He doesn't.
That's also something.
So that's just like nips it in the bud right away.
No, not really. But here's the thing. So,
well, this just reminds me.
So hold on. Where do I draw the line on what I should report and what I shouldn't report?
I don't know, bro. You just do what you do, bro. I just think
you guys get a little emotional.
Who, me? I ain't saying shit.
A little emotional.
No.
I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear nothing about it. This is the first time I'm hearing about
it. The hype, all this orchestrated hype. Like, you did that right before Bill King. And after that, Taggart takes a picture with Deion. And then Deion comes on and says, like, I see the jig, bro. Like, we see the hype. I just call it what it is, bro.
Yeah, it reminds me, though.
Yeah, but who in the industry would not want to report that if they had it? Like, I had it. I knew it was going on. It's factual. And not only did my report, you know, just him being on the sidelines backed up my report.
Nobody's taking it serious, Bird. Nobody's taking that serious. That's why everybody's
What's to be taken serious? I reported that they are discussing the possibility of him joining the staff.
They're not taking the discussion seriously.
So should I not report that?
No, you can do whatever you want to do.
Well, I know I can do whatever I want, but I'm saying in your opinion, since you're, I'm just looking for some advice from a peer.
Bro, I troll, bro. So I don't ask me about the integrity of a goddamn article, bro. Like, I'll do anything for a good troll, dog. It could be a lie. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a troll and it works, then cool. I'm not a writer, bro. I don't know the integrity.
I just think that when people say, you know, this is fake news or it's clickbait. Like, I don't even think that they know what clickbait is. Like, clickbait would be, do you think this former, you know,
with a coaching job that really ain't that serious? It's clickbait, bro.
That's not because I'm reporting facts.
It's going to get clicks.
But then what story do you put out there? Okay, if you're writing any story, do you ever write a story with the intentions of it not to get clicked? Like, who would ever produce something like that?
Well, of course. But there are certain articles and certain headlines and certain names you can use to generate clicks. And there's really no story there.
There's no story there. So
tell me
if he
really, because he's not.
If he
tell me this, Berg.
Yeah, go ahead.
Clickbait or not, whatever. Do you think that would be a good hire?
Well, I even said in the article that I think it sounds far-fetched, and there's several details that would need to be worked out before this becomes a reality. I mean, it's not like it's not like I'm putting it out there trying to speak it into existence. I mean, this is something that is actually happening. And then the fact that he showed up on the sidelines, took a picture with Willie Taggart, did an interview with ESPN, I mean, that only clarifies that my article was not clickbait.
Oh, man, come on, bro. Like, nobody believes that, bro. You don't believe that. You don't believe
Deion. Well, believe what? That they're discussing? That they're discussing that there's a – this has been going on for more than one day. Like,
Deion trying to help his man out with some hype, dog. I feel him.
I just don't – I don't think you guys know what clickbait is, though.
I didn't call it clickbait. The timeline did. I just laughed and said, I see the hype up. That's all I said.
I mean, I didn't even see it.
Don't
I
get
have no
wrong.
Clue what's going
I still
on.
Love it. Everybody's still clicked on it, which is great for me.
There you go.
But that's my job. That's what I'm here to do.
That's what the critics going to do, bro. They're going to criticize, dog. That's what critics do. So
it's great.
That's just how it works, dog. It's two-way street.
I'm here for it. Because on the flip side, if Deion Sanders were to become the next DB coach at Florida State, I don't think I'd get a whole lot of apologies.
and when he does, nobody's gonna be like, "Oh, Berg, I told you so," because nobody really believed that shit. Right.
So it don't matter. I think it's funny. I'm just glad ESPN.
So who do you think the DB coach is really gonna be? You think it's gonna be T-Buck?
I think there's a good chance it's going to be T-Buck. I know he wants the job. I've already been told that he – I don't know. Maybe this is public, but he's not going to be held on at Mississippi State. So, obviously, that's a great – you know, you swing for the fences. If you really want Deion, you do that. And then you know that you got T-Buck waiting for you if you still want him.
And how you feel about Dugans? You think you guys get Dugans? And what's the timeline for
it's
these?
It's not a done deal. I can promise you that. The timeline for that, nothing will be announced before the bowl game. I don't even think Ron will make a decision before the bowl game.
Before
I know that
Miami's bowl game?
Yeah, before Miami's bowl game. I know that they've been talking. I know that Mark Richt knows that Willie Taggart. I mean, Willie Taggart has contacted Mark Richt. So about
say what?
About pursuing Ron Dugans. The same way that Mark Richt reached out to Willie Taggart to ask him if he could contact Ron Dugans. It's just the way this thing works. When Mark Richt hired Dugans from USF, he didn't just swipe him in the dead of night. I mean, he called Willie Taggart.
Okay, who on your wide receiver board, bro?
They're all signed, sealed, and delivered, dog.
No, I'm saying the coach. What coach is on your wide receiver board, bro?
Oh, he's worried.
It's just Lamar Thomas. Lamar Thomas is the only name I've heard. Okay. And that ain't from nobody. Like, let's just motherfuckers say and bring him home. That's where it, I think that's right? Who they – is it Kentucky?
Or is it Louisville?
Kentucky. Yeah, well, in Kentucky. He's in Kentucky somewhere. I don't know which one.
Holy shit. Yeah, I think it's at Louisville.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah, y'all just send him a courtesy text. Just see, you know what I'm saying?
I should. Yeah, just, hey, I'm just trying to fill you out.
Oh, that's
I'll tell you this. I got a lot of tweets that'll get revisited if Dugans gets pulled, bitch.
they already started revisiting them bitches. I already seen them popping up.
Did they?
Yeah, they already popping up, bro.
When Samuels signed with Florida State, I turned off my notifications. I haven't turned it back on yet.
I leave mine off, dog.
I don't know what's going on. People are like, "Why? Where's Kevin? Where's Kev? He had a lot to say last week. He got a lot to say now, but I ain't listening to your punk ass, dog. Got a lot to say, just nothing about that.
For sure.
I said what I had to say about that. Look where that got me.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that was a wild ride for you, Kev. I don't know why you jumped up on the table for Asante Samuel. That never made sense.
Hey, man, y'all was down. He was feeling hot, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know how you felt that night.
I thought Miami circling back. I thought we'd get him, and I went all in on it.
You did.
He was feeling. Sometimes when you start shooting them good tweets, birds, you start feeling hot, bro.
Yeah.
You started feeling hot.
Like, bitch, I would like
let these bitches fly.
See, I went like four straight days with like at least one tweet getting over 300 likes and shit. Like, I was like, God damn, let's just keep this train going. We'll ride this bitch out. That was my clickbait, Berg. That's my tweet clickbait.
Hey, Berg, just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it was clickbait.
Hey.
It was happening.
Hey, motherfucker, and business was booming, dog.
Oh, it most certainly was. Business still booming on the timeline.
You got quoted by the great Bud Elliott. What was up with that Bud Elliott screenshot?
He's just like us. He's just writing more, bro.
Yeah. He thought he had something with that shit, too. Screenshotted old Kev's text. So all the media. I don't know why he screenshotted it, though, bitch. I ain't deleted it.
Yeah, just retweet it.
Just retweet it. Let's get it. But I read the comments under there. Fucking some of these people like take this shit way too seriously. Like they really hate me for some reason. Like
drag him.
Oh, look at this jag off or whatever the fuck they say. This fucking idiot. This motherfucker's always good for a laugh. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Hey, I'm here for it though, dog. I like the shit talking.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I don't fucking know these people.
I'm cracking up with even all the clickbait stuff. Like, it's just so predictable at this point. Like, anything.
Nah, you sassy as hell about this clickbait shit.
No. I'm just saying, even all the stuff that you report now during, even the stuff during recruiting, it goes, if anything that makes one fan base happy is immediate fake news and clickbait to the next fan base. It's great. It's just the pattern of where we're at in Big 3 Twitter right now.
Dog, Big 3, we run that shit.
It's in shambles.
Nah, this shit's in order.
Bird, it was Florida State people calling your shit clickbait, Bird. I don't know if you've seen the timeline, bro.
As they were clicking it multiple times.
I'm just saying, ain't that the thing? It was Florida State people like, God damn, Bird about to go platinum with that damn clickbait.
I know, it's funny. And I am gonna ask Bud if Dugans does sign with us, if he'll use the picture of him and Kev for his article. Get some more people
here. Yeah, that'd be great.
Give him some timeline. They get some timeline clout right there.
Yeah, we got to get Bud on the show. We got to get Bud on the show. I forgot about that.
If Dugans flips, we got to get Dugans on the show to ask him why he did me like that.
No, Dugans would be the perfect guest for our show because he could talk about Miami season and then, like, the look ahead to Florida State next year.
Yeah, he could talk about Miami's class and Florida State's wide receiver class. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man, that is going to be so fun when we get Ron Dugans on the show. So we'll get Willie Taggart on soon, maybe next week.
Man, we get a big three coach on this bitch, dog. We out here, dog, like none other. I'm going to start screenshotting Bud shit and trolling his ass if we get.
Oh, y'all could troll Bud hard. Wasn't he saying how the class was going to grow after that big visit weekend? And like
he was hyping it up. Yeah, he said the class is about to grow. So, he got trolled. Yeah, he got some heat.
I think you guys have turned Bud into, like, more of a fan.
Yeah,
I can see it a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun being had on the timeline, Bird. You be wanting to jump in it, too. A lot of fun
Professional. I got to be a professional. I don't troll.
We pull y'all in, bro.
I don't do any trolling. I keep it.
Y'all fucking Twitter handle is going to be Uncle Bud and Uncle Bird real soon, bro. Uncle Bud.
All right. Well, let's get our first guest on the show. We got USF legend, soon-to-be USF legend, Quentin Flowers, coming off of a big bowl win. Let's talk to Q.
Let's go.
Q!
And we're back on the Big Three roll-up. We're going to switch it up for a minute. We got a USF legend on the line. We have quarterback Quentin Flowers. Quentin, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing all right, man. Your career at USF just came to an end. You guys had a big bowl win over Texas Tech where you threw the game-winning touchdown. Could it have ended any better for you?
I think that's the best way you can go out is on top and you know with a win like that against a big school, a Power Five school.
Mm-hmm. When you arrived at USF, let's just say they were in a much different place than they are today, and a lot of that was due to your quarterback play. What's the biggest change you witnessed during your time there?
I would say just developing as a player. Going in and learning the offense and just, being that dude, just a lot of work, a lot of hard work and studying. I think that's the biggest thing with me at the University of South Florida.
Yeah, now, your freshman year, talk about a little bit about development because every kid comes out of high school and they want to play right away. They want to play as a freshman. You did play as a freshman. Your red shirt was kind of burned real late in the season. Do you think that you were prepared to step in and play as a true freshman?
At the time when I first got there, when I was young, I just felt like I was that dude. And once I got to, trying to learn the playbook, I seen that it was harder than I expected. So, I said I wasn't ready to play right away. But once I got used to it by middle of the season, I was ready. But, as the time went on, I feel like I should have redshirted. I wish I could have redshirted and just stayed another year and just stayed up under them guys and just studied a lot.
Right, right. And, things really started clicking for you in 2015. You threw for 22 touchdowns. You rushed for 12. But, man, in 2016, you were the AAC Offensive Player of the Year. You threw for 2,800 yards, 24 touchdowns, and you rushed for 18 touchdowns. What was it about that season that produced those type of numbers?
I would say just, being with Coach Tiger, the offense that he liked to run, was a quick, fast, up-tempo offense, and that's the offense I wanted to be in. And, you know, you just have to take shots when they're there. Whenever things come open, you know, a defense always going to be ready for, you know, to stop the run. You know, we had plays off our run that, you know, guys always came open down the field. You just got to be prepared to hit them shots downfield.
Now, we got a lot of Florida State fans that listen to this show, and they're all excited about Willie Taggart joining the Seminoles. So could you describe what the Gulf Coast offense is all about?
The Gulf Coast is electrifying, a type of offense that, you know, it'll catch a defense off guard at any moment. You know, you guys just you have to be locked in and focused on what they're doing and practice. And once the game comes, everything will be easy.
Quentin, what's going on, man? It's Silk. I'm the Gator guy on the show.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
You ain't got to call me sir, bro.
He just said, hey, sir.
Yeah, I feel real washed now. You from Dade County, man. You didn't get the big three offers coming out of, as far as quarterback coming out of high school. What kind of motivation was that for you?
It was a lot of motivation just knowing that, you know, a lot of people overlooked me as I was coming out of high school. You know, there was a lot of schools that it was a lot of people that was looking at me.
So what offers
but
did
yeah,
you get?
Yeah,
who offered you as a quarterback?
I got Tennessee, Nebraska, Marshall, USF, Florida. Florida came to me and offered me as a quarterback, but then I had to turn them down because they brought in a lot of defensive coaches, and you know, that wasn't a thing that I was looking for.
Got you. I didn't know Florida offered, man. So during your campaign at USF, you had some highlights. You made some good runs. And do you think you should have made some of those Heisman campaigns? Do you think you should have made a run at some of that stuff?
Yes, but I don't let that get to me. No, I don't worry about any of that. No, to me, I'm just a guy. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. It's just a happening to me, just like, you know, me breaking records. No, I didn't go into college and, you know, told myself I was going to break all those type of records. I was just a guy that, you know, always told myself, just go out there and do what your team wants you to do and do what's best for the team. And, you know, it was just a happening that I broke all them records. And, you know, words can't explain it. You know, it's just, you know, all glory goes to God. Just put me in the right position, put me in the right situations to be successful.
And as far as draft, what are you hearing from the draft? What do you think, how it pans out?
I'm hearing running back, slot. Some people saying quarterback. But, you know, whatever it takes for, you know, me to get on the team and just do what the coaches want me to do, that's what I'll do.
I hear you on that. So on the next level, you're open to playing other positions?
Yes, sir.
You plan on working out at other positions? Well, in the combine and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yes. My main priority at first is quarterback, because I've been doing it my whole life, and then I'll be working like at running back and receiver at slot.
All right, man. I got to make it a little weird. As a big man on campus at USF, where the hoes at in Tampa? What club they at?
Huh?
I said, as a big man on campus at USF, where the hoes at in Tampa? What club they at, bro?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm just a Soho guy. I don't go out that much, though.
Well, you're a South Tampa guy?
Huh?
You said you're a South Tampa guy?
Yeah, I don't go out that much out there. I just wait till I go back home. And, you know, I'm just a family guy. I like to hang out with the family and just do whatever
That's
they
dope.
Like to do.
That's okay. Dope.
35-year-old in a 22-year-old body, but hey, we'll take it. Quentin, Sean King is a friend of the show, and he's funny. He loves to coach. He's probably going to go on to do much bigger things than just be a quarterback coach, I believe. What was it like being coached by Sean in 2016?
It was very good. Just with him teaching me everything that he learned throughout his college career and the things that he did to be successful in the NFL. You know, I'm a type of guy, you know, I like to learn from everyone. because there's always something you can learn. Mm-hmm. It's something new that's out every day. You always could study and learn things from people. So that's what type of guy I am. Coach King taught just with ball location, just picking the target on any defender that you're playing with. It could be your receiver, your running back, whoever it is. Just pick a target on that guy and lock in, and you can hit your target anytime.
Yeah, what was he like in game? Because I've kind of noticed that he seems to be a lot more calm on the sidelines than the average coach. What were some of the things that he would tell you during the game?
He was just telling me stay calm and, you know, lock in, stay focused on what you have to do. Don't get caught up in defensive player is going to talk trash and they're going to be all up in your face. He just told me stay calm, stay poised, and, you know, just hit your target and just play your game. You know what you can do. And just always go out there and show the world every week what you can do and the opportunity you get.
Do you think he has the ability to be a head coach one day?
Yes, I feel Coach King could be a head coach one day. Just with how he is during practice, you know, he makes sure you work on your craft. He always, just with me, you know, with him being my coach,
mm-hmm.
he always, you know, call me up for practice when I'm done with my classes or tutoring. You know, we'll always prepare ourselves ahead of time and we'll go out and practice and play it just like a game. We play everything in practice just like a game. So once you get in the game, everything will just be easy.
Quinn, you got to play for Charlie Strong and Willie Taggart. What was the biggest difference between those two guys' coaching styles?
Coach Taggart was a more offensive coach. You know, he liked to move the ball downfield. He go run up the scoreboard. That's what type of coach he is. Coach Strong, he's more of a defensive guy. He don't want you to score on his defense. And, you know, once it gets to a certain point in the game, you know, he just want to just kill the clock and, you know, just get out of there. That's what type of Coach Strong is. But, you know, it was a great opportunity that I, you know, was in the organization with, you know, two different type of head coaches, and you just see how they feel about the game of football. Two great coaches.
Okay, good. I got a quick question for y'all playing UCF, my man. You scored a touchdown and you did a gesture to the crowd. And I actually liked that gesture over the one that Baker Mayfield did. It was pretty dope to me. What was going on in your mind? Did you plan that, bro?
No, it was just a happening. You know, people saying that I was trying to jerk off to the crowd and things like that. It was just me trying to, you know, roll dice saying it's a gamble game. You know, it's just life. You know, I wasn't trying to do anything to harm the crowd or any fans. If you see, if you could, you know, probably get a picture of it, you'll see that De'Ernest Johnson was holding, you know, one of my arms, and we were just rolling dice. That's all it was.
Oh, you were just rolling dice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I definitely didn't think it was dice, but that's dope.
Quinn,
that might spin better than me, boy. That's a good ass spin. God damn.
Quentin, are you surprised to see Willie Taggart coaching at Florida State right now?
No, not at all. Coach Taggart, he work hard day in, day out. He's a hard working man. He's a coach that you'll want to be around, that you'll want to play for. He'd like to see what his players like to do. He like to see what his players like to get into, and he'll just work from there. So that's the thing that I like. That's what I liked about Coach Taggart. You know, he always was a player's coach.
Yeah.
He liked to make sure his players comfortable and see what they like to do most.
You grew up in Florida, so obviously you were very familiar with Florida State and the type of players that they recruit and, you know, their culture up there. How do you think Willie Taggart's going to fit in with the Seminoles?
I would say they would love Coach Taggart. Just with him, with his swag, and he don't too much care about what people say. As long as his player's fine and, you know, the people around him fine, he's okay with everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Quentin, we appreciate you coming on the show. There's a lot of talk right now about building a Quentin Flower statue. If it does go up, where would you put it?
Where would you put it? They should do it with the gesture, bro. The rolling dice shit.
Just make sure there's some dice. There's some dice on the floor so people don't get confused.
Yeah, you got to put dice on the floor.
So where would you put it?
If they was to build a statue of me, I would like it right in front of the facility.
Okay, right at the football facility, the Leroy Selman facility, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's nice. Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of people that are fighting for that and want it to go up. So hopefully in the next couple of years you get one, my man.
I hope so.
All right, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks, Quentin.
Thanks a lot, you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
South Florida GOAT.
That's a GOAT, dog. I fucks with him. Cool cat. He's been well, though, dog. He's been better than me. Shit.
You better hope your son has a spin move like that, because
I think he's in combine mode, man. Interview mode, bro. He's prepped that question. Yeah. He's ready for that shit. Only gonna ask him, he's gonna be prepared.
That answer's undefeated, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. What are you gonna say? Well, son, it looked like you were jerking off.
Well, actually, no. I was actually just throwing dice because it was a game. Oh, man. That was awesome. Well, Quentin, he certainly made his mark at USF. And I don't know, man. They've had some great quarterbacks coming through that are all kind of in that mold. You went from Matt Grothy to BJ Daniels to Quentin Flowers. And it's amazing that the big three can't produce quarterbacks that like that.
I think it's dope that he's open to playing other positions, man. Like, he's not pigeonholed to one position, so he worked out. I think he'll make a roster fairly easy, man.
Yeah, but I'll say this. I mean, I don't think he needs to switch. And I'm not saying he's going to be a star quarterback, but every kid's goal is to get paid to play the game of football. And if you look back at, like, what BJ Daniels has done. BJ Daniels, very similar quarterback, 5'11", did comparable things. BJ Daniels, we've never seen a highlight of him, but he's been in the NFL for like 5 or 6 years now, getting paid to be a third string quarterback. That's awesome.
Do you think Tyrod Taylor had a better college career than Quentin Flowers?
I mean, obviously he did it at a higher level.
You think he had a better pro prospect?
How tall is Tyrod?
Like 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, he looks a little bit taller. But I think Quentin Flowers had a better college career, you know, purely from numbers, from just the things that he did, more with less, did it with two coaches, all that sort of thing. I was pretty impressed with his career at USF. TJ, let's see if we got any callers that want to talk. We got a caller on the line. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Man, this is Marcellus. Calling McCallum. Canes fan.
Okay.
What's going on, dog? What you got on your mind?
Man, watching this sour-ass Florida State game out here in the middle of Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trying to see if y'all boys going to actually shake something, man. Y'all think Blackman or Francois going to start next year?
That system's catered toward more toward Francois than I would say Blackman, man. Blackman more of a passer, bro. I don't know.
Blackman slanging that fucker today, though.
Yeah, he can throw, but you got to run a little bit more in Tiger shit.
Yeah, I'll play devil's advocate on that. I give Blackman the edge because Francois will not be ready for spring ball. He's still going to be recovering from his injury. So I just think that Willie Taggart's going to find a way to use Blackman. I mean, he has skills, you know, like you said, he is slinging that ball. And I think Willie Taggart will find a way to use that within his offense.
Oh, yeah, that made y'all boy like because shit sound Holtzman slinging that ball.
Hey, didn't he got that?
Yeah, I was trying to sound just like him.
Ain't that like when Newberg get on that bitch, though. He be getting it to you, man.
Exactly. We are out here.
Nah,
hey, bro, how you think y'all gonna do in this bowl game, bro? How you think
we're going? They big and slow. You know what I'm saying? We're going to run through them boys just like Notre Dame. I don't think they done seen nothing that fast before, bro. Ohio State D-line was kind of giving them everything they needed. You know what I'm saying? So I know
they bring a physical brand of football. Y'all can handle that shit?
Man, we got some. Listen, we finally got it. You know, we ain't had no break and shit like that, bro. So, you know, we finally got a break, and I think we're going to wipe their ass, dog.
Y'all pull y'all break.
They gonna... Huh?
Y'all bring Bruno Mars out there?
Man, them boys need to bring they need to bring Rick Ross out there. Rick Ross and Chad.
I'm talking about quarterback, bro. Y'all bring Bruno out though?
Man, I think the Lord, this gonna be his last year. I don't care. Nobody.
You think so?
I know Coach is gonna take that bid. Coach is from the crib. Coach is from the crib, so I already know.
Yeah, I thought
I know
Coach is gonna take that bitch this year too.
Man, they say they Jit came in a little too late, and you know what I'm saying, he wasn't ready just yet. But they say Coach is looking like the best player on the team, dog.
Oh shit! Get him in early, bro. Get them lies in early, cuz.
Well, hey,
Newberg.
Oh yeah,
Newberg. I got a quick question, man. Why didn't Florida State offer him, dog? Florida State of Florida
offered Nkosi.
Yeah.
He's just very raw. I mean, like I said, Nkosi is the kind of guy that was going to come in, take a few years to develop, and then you see what you get out of him. Canes fans blew that up into he's handpicked by Mark Richt, he's this, he's that. Like, he was just very raw. I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to be a good QB. I just don't think he was a sure thing.
I see. Yeah, I never understood it. You know what I'm saying? You know, from being from Ocala. You know, you at Vanguard shit, a lot of motherfuckers like PJ, Terrence Brooks, you know, all them boys around the city, you know, most of them boys go to Florida, State of Florida. And seeing Coach go to Miami shit, that was a goddamn, it was like a blessing. I just want to know why he never, you know what I'm saying, why he didn't get that offer.
Yeah, I just think it's
only so many quarterback offers you can throw out there, too, like each cycle. So, I mean, if they're selecting a few guys that they're going to offer and try to get, it's going to be hard. I mean, Coastal, like you said, Coastal was a little raw, but ain't no slight to him. I just think there's a few offers that really go out at quarterback.
Right. So, and if you're taking a guy like James Blackman, you know, James Blackman was in that same mold. He was never signed with the intentions that he was going to play as a true freshman. So for Florida State, if you're recruiting James Blackman, you're going to sign Blackman. There's no need to bring in a Cozy Perry, who's basically in that same mold, you know?
That's what I was looking at. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was definitely looking at, but.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you used to know what the inside and out, you know, you being on Jimbo's staff. So.
Right. Right. I appreciate that. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Good call.
All right, bro.
All right, baby.
Thanks for hanging out.
Big three roll up, man. What you got on your mind?
What's going on, man? What's going on, fellas? Chop, what's
big Kush in the air. We vibing.
Big Kush in the air, man. You already know. Big Kush, Big Hennessy, all that in the air.
All that shit. You off today? What's going on, baby? It's like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm off, man. I'm off, man. Watching my nose, man. I know you with the Gators still, but I got to watch my nose, man.
Okay, you use a PTO for this shit?
Yeah. Hey, what Bird, where you at? What Bird got, man? Bird, you good?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
I thought he had to get it. I had to put the witness protection out for you, Bird, when you said we was getting Emory Jones and we ain't get him. Some of those little spot fans was at the head, bro.
No. Hold on. Where did I say we're getting Emory Jones?
Bird, you
had said on the Bill King, you was like, yeah, that's FSU. I'm like, damn, I think we're going to get him. And now all of a sudden we ain't get him. But
see, I thought I could go on Bill King and lie because it's not written. Like, there's no screenshots of that. There's no tweets. There's no receipts.
Well, Bill King tweeted as soon as you said it, bro. So it was like on the streets.
Nah, bro, that was clickbait.
But that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, I'm all about
that. Like, man, I'm feeling FSU, man. At least we got whoopbait, though, so you good on that, bro. We straight.
Oh, well, I'm good? Okay, thanks. How do you feel about Deion Sanders maybe being your next DB coach?
Oh, that'd be great, man. That's the GOAT, you know?
That's he only got it. It's clickbait, bro. That's clickbait, bro. Bird, and y'all again.
Don't hate, man.
No, Deion works.
Don't hate, man.
No, they're in their emotions about this one, bro.
Deion works one day a week and gets paid more than the wide receiver or the DB coach at FSU, bro. He ain't going to recruiting and shit.
I don't think he's coming neither, but, you know.
Oh, so that's clickbait. That's what that is, clickbait. Hey, Cam, let us live, man. I'm gonna let y'all live. Hey, dude, burger favor, dog. Go read that article a couple more times, dog. Yeah, your burger
hey, Cam. Hey, Cam.
The kids, bro.
Hey, Cam. When fucking Miami fans was saying Sean, Ed Reed, Kentucky's DBs, it was a joke thing. This year, right?
Yeah, yeah, same thing, right?
Not Bird writing about it, like an article. It ain't a tweet. It's an article.
Hey, but then Ed Reed got the Bills job. Now he's qualified. He made me coach DBs at fucking Florida State. Like, we post Dugan's ass, dog. We got Dugan in orange and green, dog. Maybe you get Ed Reed.
Y'all can keep, man. We don't want Dugan's, man. Y'all can keep Dugan's, man.
Yeah, remember that shit. Nah, hey, remember that shit next week if y'all get him and y'all come in my mentions. Remember, y'all ain't want him.
I'll be the first one to tell you, man. I don't want him because he turned in his Seminole card, man. He throwing up the U and he y'all not. I look at him as a hurricane. He ain't no
hey, he got a job, bro. That's a job, bro.
That's a job. Hey, just like Channing came.
Channing came on set.
Channing came on set. I'm just chasing them checks, dog. I cover the Dolphins, the Hurricanes, the Panthers. Got me up here watching the Heat games and shit.
gotta get them checks, baby. But y'all ain't getting no motherfucking prime Bird line of y'all, bro.
We'll see, man.
Bird the only one I listen to, man. Hey, I listen to Bird. Hey, remember over anybody,
there was a man. Hold on. Remember there was a
nobody in a minute.
There was a guy on a podcast that I listened to called the Big Three Roundup that said there was no way Dan Mullen was going to be hired at Florida.
I'm just a fan, bro.
Oh yeah, that is true. That is true. Still, he did.
I'm just a fan,
Dan Mullen,
hey,
bro.
I'm just a fan, bro.
Maybe here's what I suggest: as a fan, you should listen to me more.
I can't, bro, because you just lied to us too at the Emory. You just write more, bro. You're a fan too. You just write more.
He did tell y'all, bro, was getting Emory. He did say y'all was getting Dan Mullen, no silk. Like, he told you that a long time ago.
Straight up, not even
that's
for tape. I wasn't.
Hey, no, he said
Tip straight. Kelly too, though.
Hey, when he said that, though, that was clickbait, dog. He didn't have no sources of none of that shit.
Hey, man, go enjoy the rest of this game. Watch these Noles run it up on,
hey, man,
on Mississippi.
I pray y'all good next year so you ain't got your PTO for a bowl.
Hey, Kel Blackman from the 561, man. That's our QB down the road, man.
Yeah, though. Hey, tell Frenchie go ahead and transfer, dog. Here, yeah, he can transfer.
Tell Francois go transfer, man.
FAMU, dog. Nah, we don't want him. We good. Nah, we good, man.
He'd fit in South Beach.
He's better than Rozier, yeah, say, though. Y'all want him over Rozier?
I'll take him over Rozier, but I ain't going to take him. Because I know Coach Perry got that fucked up haircut. I know Coach Perry got that fucked up haircut, but he don't highlight his shit, dog. So I got to keep my dog. I ain't keep five.
For sure, man.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
Y'all boy, I appreciate y'all boys, man. Y'all boys be easy, man.
All right, hold it down, man. Man, using the PTO on the bowl game, that's fucked up.
It's only 1 year. Hey, at least Gator fans didn't have to use PTO on anything.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
I was thinking today, dog, like, I hate Florida, too. I hate Florida and I hate Florida State. But I'd rather not be in a bowl game than be in this one. I'm dead serious, man. I swear to God, I'd rather not be in a bowl game than be in that.
I'm chilling. Like, I don't give a fuck. Give me a staff. Go to work, baby. I ain't got time for this bullshit. Go give me some recruits. I'm fucking cheering the fucking goddamn toilet bowl at a high school stadium and shit. Oh, bro. And they almost ain't getting that motherfucker. That's crazy. We got more callers, TJ?
I want to cuss somebody out. I'm in that.
So, what's his name? Arsenal 42?
What the fuck?
The Arsenal 42 guy sent me a bottle of
too high,
Japanese
dog.
Whiskey.
We don't give a shit, Kev.
When I get home, I'm going to drink that shit, dog.
Good.
Yo, it's the Big Three.
Yo.
What's on your mind, dog?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Good to speak to you guys.
Big vibes, dog. But we ain't gentle on this bitch. We hang. What's going on with you, baby?
Man, I'm over here watching this high school football game, FSU and Southern Miss. So
where you
I guess
you
try to watch that. I'm here in California,
shit?
Man, but I'm a Gator fan, so.
Oh, so it's like
Tony, that dog. Well. Go Gators, baby. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just like it is fitting that Deion Sanders is on Florida State sideline since he's got the smoothest backpedal in NFL history because he's going to teach Newberg a few backpedal moves. Once he from all these clickbaits
he's
got going
on.
Hey, fuck you! Hey, come on!
He's got
me. He's not going to teach him a few things from back out of these clickbait articles.
Man.
I'm sick of this shit.
Got to, dog. Berg, he'll teach you how to get off that shit.
Hey, y'all just need to recognize.
Oh, man, it's going to be smooth transition, gentlemen. It's going to be a smooth transition.
Y'all just need to recognize that I'm the GOAT.
Hey, the name of this show is definitely clickbait, bro. I tell you that shit.
Oh, man. Hey, they need some hope. Baggy Sue Willie's giving them no hope, so they're looking for any bright of hope. They're just looking for something to grasp on. So, hey, let them enjoy, man.
I can hear
them. Kev got the 10-win season this year, so he's already in happy mode. And then we got a coach at least we're vibing with. So, hey, man, I'm just enjoying the ride.
Enjoy the ride,
baby. How was Christmas, guys?
It was a beautiful thing, bro. Beautiful thing. How you and kids doing, man? Y'all straight?
No kids yet, man.
Oh, okay. I still enjoying like the freedom. For a second, bro. My bad.
No, I'm on Showtime 909 on Twitter, man. Always enjoy your guys' stuff. I just wanted to jump on for a little bit, man. Long-time listener, so always enjoy your guys', especially, you know, the Thursday drops. It's always good on the midweek to get a podcast, man. Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate right, the love, appreciate y'all. Appreciate
thanks for
love.
Hanging out with us, bro. Thanks for hanging out. And criticizing my clickbait articles. I swear, one more, man. I might just hang up and quit. I can't take this.
Yeah, shit, dog. You know that shit with clickbait, Bird.
I know. I'm not built for this trolling, man.
I know you went. You went platinum off that shit, that Dion shit, though.
I've been platinum. Like my month, this month was made. I hit all my goals and shit by like the 14th of this month. So this is all just me having fun. Yo, it's the big three roll up. Where you calling from? What's your question?
A Florida State fan here. My question really is, who do we get as a linebacker coach? Because it seems like this Southern Miss dude isn't really the shit right now.
Well, I'm hearing that Florida State is in serious discussions with Derek Brooks and Marvin Jones.
Shit, boy.
So check goals 24/7 on that later today. No, but in all honesty, they've already made one hire. I mean, they've hired Raymond Woody. So Raymond Woody was the defensive backs coach at – I'm sorry, the linebacker coach at USF. He coached the whole unit, and then he went with Willie Taggart to Oregon and became the outside linebacker coach, and Jim Leavitt was the inside linebacker coach. So – my take on who the linebacker coach will be, it'll be depend on who they hire as DC, because Woody can coach the whole group or just half. So I think right now you know that Woody's going to at least coach outside backers.
Okay.
We've got one coach in there at linebacker. We'll see how the DC hire goes and how that all shakes out.
Oh, okay. So what's going on with Emory, man?
Oh, Emory, good money, dog. He just we got our quarterback, dog. We got to get our guys to Georgia, dog. You know what I'm saying? He's going to go out here to unarm and do some recruiting for us and whatnot. Who y'all getting for quarterback? Who y'all got, baby? Who y'all going to get?
What you mean?
Quarterback. What's up, man? Who y'all going to get this class?
Man, second round, James Foster looked like the prime candidate.
Y'all going to get Foster?
Look like it.
Okay. That's a good gift for y'all. Bert, y'all getting Foster? Oh. You put your ball in?
I'm not going to chime in because if I do, it's clickbait.
Oh, he getting sassy now, bro.
To be so honest.
Bert ain't put a crystal ball in yet, so I wouldn't bank on it yet, bro.
No, and I never put a crystal ball in on Emory Jones to FSU just to set that record straight. So it's going to get real dicey in January. I think they've got to widen the QB board, find another guy that fits because – we've seen these because what's going to happen is James Foster is going to be a head-to-head battle with FSU and Alabama.
Right.
And James Foster's from Alabama. And we've seen how these battles go between FSU and Alabama for kids in-state in January. And it does not end well. Good. It does not end well for FSU most of the time. So I'm not – you know, I'm skeptical that FSU can land James Foster. I think they need to open up the board. And you know what? I think they will. You know, in the next 2 weeks, they're going to have the staff in place, and we'll see some new offers come out. But right now, the only target on the board at QB is James Foster.
Okay.
I like it. Swing it, man.
Kev, man.
I like it.
What's up with Nintendo?
Kev died.
Yeah, Kev, he's a skydiving instructor now, so.
In the court.
The court. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it got real loud and he got off the show. So
give us, since we're talking about Kev right now and his passing, what's your favorite memory of Kev on the Big Three roll-up?
Kev really like that drunk uncle at every holiday. You love him, but shit, he'd be wilding sometimes.
We're going to miss the hell out of him.
Oh, shit.
My favorite memory of Kev is when he said nigga with Ricky and he tried to brush it off.
Yeah, we try to.
Did they clarify? Did he really say it?
Man, I know
if we confirm it.
No, but was that him or Ricky in that video that said it? We couldn't tell.
It was two black people, and Kev said nigga.
So whose job is it to enforce that? Isn't it the people that are there? Like, if they don't have an issue with it, you know, like.
It's looked down upon if you around white people and they say nigga and you don't check them, you get your black card taken away.
So Ricky got to turn shit in?
Man, it looked like it. He gonna have to talk to the higher ups.
You think Ricky would let me have it?
No.
Does he get any kind of pass for being hammered and after a big win?
Nah, the street singer gave him no pass.
Ricky gave him a pass. Ricky?
Nah.
But now he's taking Ricky car. You don't see what's happening.
I don't know how all this
works. You don't see the consequences?
Somebody must pay for that.
Yeah,
somebody
I'm just over here eating ice cream, bro. I don't know how this works.
A lot.
Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, man, all right,
that's
man.
What a 10 with. So 10-win season due to you, bro.
Hey, are you going to do a little live show? You going to come out on signing?
No, sir, but I'm going to be on the live stream.
Yeah, we'll get that going.
All right, dog. Fuck with us. Spread the word.
All right, fellas.
See ya.
Hold it down, dog.
Yo, on the live stream, we got to get TJ eating gelato.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to hop on the live stream to see TJ eat gelato.
Big gelato. Somebody else had randomly tweeted that I got big gelato in there. People start asking TJ and shit.
Dude, I told my family about that and they made fun of me on Christmas for it. They were like, oh, God.
Oh, shit. Your family knew it was weed, too?
Nah, I had to explain it to them. But once they found out, they thought it was funny.
I get people in my Facebook Live thing that'll be like, you know, shout out Big Three Roll Up, this, that, and the other. I saw one person just wrote big gelato in the air and I just started cracking up. Like, I'm like, I can't even address that. Like, that's so insider. Like, I can mention the Big Three roll up on my Facebook Live because there's a lot of listeners, but I can't go big gelato.
No, you can't go gelato, dog. Explain that shit. Oh my God, he's talking about marijuana.
Oh man. So yeah, we'll take
one. Call it, dog. Big Three roll up, babe, what's going on?
Oh shit! I forgot I sent you my number, and I'm at work, and I work like in rental. So I did
That's
my
how you answer the phone at work.
I called my customers.
Dude, I was like, "Who the hell hilarious. Is this?" Say hello.
Yeah, like, so I thought you were one of my customers calling me, so I put my white voice on. So I had to get out the room. I was like, fuck, let me get out the room. And I hung up real quick and then y'all asked me. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, shit, bro. That's fucking hilarious, my dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fucking like comedy. Like, I seriously call customers from work and, like, I act like I'm an old white dude to get them to give me their shit back. And fucking, when y'all called, I thought y'all were one of my customers. That's fucking comedy.
I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Well, we are out here. Shit. And do you have a question for us, Feller?
Is Florida State winning right now? Then check the score.
Oh, they're whooping that ass. Don't you worry.
Yeah, ugly right now.
Damn.
I
no
took
joke.
Off work. For
only
this.
Jokes. I know, no Florida State jokes. The only good jokes I got for them is I pray to God y'all hire Deion Sanders as the DB coach.
Hey, bro, we already dealt with that.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, could you imagine him teaching the motherfuckers how to tackle? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Did you see T-Mac try to tackle this year? I don't think his tackling could be any worse under Deion.
Oh, it could. Don't worry. It could. You literally go hire a dude that said that his tackling was a business decision as a coach. Like, get the fuck out of here.
And it's just hype up, bro. It's hype up, dog.
Yeah, we've already discussed.
They're trying to get good mojo around the program, bro.
Man, it's rough out here for them right now.
Who you with, bro?
Oh, Miami fan. Miami.
Oh, okay. So you feeling swagalicious out here, huh?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm expecting an ass whooping this Saturday, but, you know, I'm feeling good.
Oh, shit. Kev called a blowout.
Yeah, Kev.
No, we're going to get blown out.
That's not according to Kev, the expert.
Kev said, y'all, I don't know, bro.
Yeah. I feel like Rick's about to pit Rozier on display to let everybody see why he wants to get rid of his ass. He's going to let him throw it. He's going to have, like, fucking four picks against these bum-ass white boys from Wisconsin, and then Nikosi start next year.
So you're basically saying Rick's going to throw the game?
Yeah,
pretty much. Sometimes he's not throwing the game. Sometimes just, hey, let it all hang out, man.
Yeah, just be like, hey, guys, this is why I'm making a decision. This is why Nikosi's our starting quarterback next year.
So after Florida State swipes your wide receiver coach, who do you want to hire?
Take that nigga. I'm tired of these dumbass donks on fucking Twitter. Does he not realize donks were like ain't been around since these niggas been alive? Like fucking Mark Holt don't know what no donk is.
Hey, he took my donk tweets anyway, bro. He just highway robbing my shit anyway, dog. Yeah, let him go to Tallahassee.
Yeah,
bro.
He's really like in this daily he donks tweets the donk shit. Like he's not a good recruiter. Like
Why not?
Why? Okay, we got Mark Pope because we hired his coach, and we got Wiggins because we hired his coach.
Yeah.
So Hightower, I'm sure we dropped a bag on that. So
the feds do listen to this show, by the way. So
yeah, just chill. It's all right. So what has he done? Because last year he did nothing. Like
Bird got a spare for you, bro. Hold on, Bird.
No, I feel you. I don't think I'm way more into the fact that the logo recruits. I mean, look, Dugan's wide receivers have played well. He did a good job at USF. He's going to do a good job at FSU. I think a lot of these guys are replaceable. You know that. I mean, there's never a coach leave and then we see a program completely fall off. I mean, they recruit how they recruit, you know? They're going to get their guys. Everybody's going to get their guys.
And I don't think he's a good recruiter, though. Like, unless I just don't see it. Like, everything, like, last year, he disappointed.
Burning off him co-OC?
Did they lose their co-OC?
No, I'm saying that. Is Florida State going to offer him co-OC, Dugan?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's just a job title and a bump in pay because Willie Taggart's
the OC. He's not that good of a coach.
That's what I'm saying, but using that position could be, like, at least an elite recruiter, correct?
Yeah, he'll probably
like Crystal Ball.
Don't give him passing game coordinator. And look, he's going to be a good recruiter. Like, Florida State's still going to get their guys. I mean, you can say whatever you want about Dawsey, but he's still
They're
going to
get their guys. And
Yes.
He picked one in every 10. That's good for him.
Oh, come on. He out-recruited Dawsey down the stretch these last couple of years. That's for sure.
Well, I ain't saying much. Dawsey fucking had two players. What do you have? Two players drafted in 15 years? What was it?
15 years.
Something crazy like that?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
It's wild.
It's pretty, like, breathtaking.
It's the system. But they did win a national championship, so, I mean.
Black people don't even say breathtaking.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the pros. I'm more a fan of what they do in college. Those receivers did. Yes, they did. Rashad Greene set Florida State all-time records.
So Rashad Greene, what did he get drafted, like sixth round? Travis Rudolph, nowhere to be found.
I think to the NFL, you got to call the other Big Three show to talk that.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, but that's all part of recruiting, though, Bird. They sell that shit on the trail. That's why he's been struggling because he ain't putting nobody in the league. So it's a chain effect, bro. Butterfly effect.
I know it's gonna be hilarious. You know, it'd be fucking hilarious though if y'all ended up keeping Dawson and didn't get Duke. That's what I really want to happen. I just want to keep Dawson.
I think Dawson's out. I'm not even saying
shit. No, but you said Dawsey probably stay on like a secondary role, right?
Dawsey what?
Then you say you think Dawsey probably stay on as a secondary guy or some shit like
that? Oh, no. I mean, I think he has an option to stay on off field. I just don't know if he's going to want to do that. You know, he'll probably be
he'll probably have the ability to get an on-field job somewhere. So
gotcha. I just or even Charles Kelly, because really all fear is gone when I didn't get Cristobal, and then y'all didn't get what's his fucking name? D-Cordon.
It's not hinging on that. That's what Bird's about to tell you, bro.
Oh, please. It is. It is. It is.
I'm just telling you what Bird's about to tell you,
bro. That was
the
only fear factor. Now that's gone, it's nothing now.
Right. Yeah, totally. I mean, just chalk up another I hope the Gators can end their losing streak. Maybe.
6-6 next year, baby.
It won't be no problem ending that bitch, Bird. No sweat on this side.
You guys are just all talk. Like, come on.
No sweat on this side, brother.
You're losing. LaFleur State, this is supposed to be their year, and they're losing everything, really, when you think about it.
They got a true freshman quarterback. They got a true freshman running back. They have a true freshman stud at defensive end in Josh Kando. They have a true freshman starting at corner in Stanford Sanders.
I didn't think he was a stud this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah, go look at his numbers compared to
on D-line,
two freshmen starting all over
Christmas the Christmas is gone, isn't he?
Christmas is he hasn't made that decision. I think he should go. Yes.
Christmas, Sweat, Nada, Matthew Thomas, losing McFadden, you're losing the best safety of all time in Derwin James.
Everybody I understand. When you lose a program changer like a Derwin James, you just gotta
know
We're probably going to get Derwin on the show maybe next week, so you might want to clean up these tweets.
Hey, man, he's going to
clean up all that linebacker shit.
Hey, I'm going to ask him on the show. Hey, he should change the program, Bird. I'll tell you about that shit.
I'm here.
You know how, like, when white dudes aren't really athletic and they're like, oh, he's a hell of a player. He's really smart, when they say black dudes don't have a position, they can play all the positions. That means them niggas don't have positions. That's what Derwin James is. He has no position.
Hey, you're right, bro. You're right on that shit, bro.
All right, man. He's not a safety. You know what? I think I hear your boss in the background hollering at you. You got to get back on the phones.
All right. No, I appreciate the call, bro.
Thanks for hanging out.
I appreciate it.
See you, bro. Sheesh. You got to be ready for some of these callers. They'll come at you.
We had good callers today, though.
I know. I can't even call them shitty callers today. Every single one of those was a good caller.
That was good callers today, bro. Everybody brought some heat.
They did.
I'm here for it.
So let's wrap this thing up. We'll do another show next week like we always do. I'll be in Orlando next week for Under Armour doing the show.
Yeah, me too, if you let me know what the practice schedule is, bro.
I got the practice schedule. I'll send it to you.
I appreciate it, man.
So what'd you learn today, Silk?
Shit, I learned that Kev's fucking skydiving instructor.
Okay. We all learned that today. And I learned that that Quentin Flowers was not jerking off on UCF fans. He was actually just throwing dice in their direction.
He's just throwing dice. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Good time. All right, man.
His PR team is on point.
Oh, he's got it. He's going to ace that combine question for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all going to just be like, oh, damn.
He almost got up for a second. I was like, really? Nah.
He was ready for it, though.
All right, man. Another dope show, dog.
Yep. I miss Kev already.
We out here.
We are out of here.